prisoner, not by chains alone, but bound for the gospel, writing from Rome. To Philemon, beloved, whose house stands in faith, where the saints are refreshed by the love that you gave. I hear of your labor, your love toward the call, your faith in the anointed extended to all. Let the fellowship given be living and true, every good thing in Christ now working in you. Though I have boldness to command what is right, yet for love's sake I'm choosing not to require. I appeal as the aged, a prisoner still. Let this not be by force, but by your own will. I beseech you for one I have begotten in chains, one Essimus changed, not the same as he came. Once unprofitable, turned now to good, useful to me and to you as he should. Receive him as myself, no longer as a servant alone, but a brother beloved, both in the flesh and the Lord. If he owes you anything, put it all on my account. I will repay the debt. Let what was lost now be found. I sent him back to you, though I wished he could stay, minister here in your stead on the way. But nothing I'll do without your consent, that it may be willing, not forced or compelled intent. Perhaps for a season he went from your side, that you might receive him with purpose supplied. Not now as a servant, but greater in place, a brother restored in the truth and in grace. You owe me your own self, yet I do not demand. I trust in your obedience, you'll do more than I've planned. Let me have joy of you, refresh my heart, as you've done for the saints. Now do your part, receive him as myself, no longer as a servant alone, but a brother beloved, both in the flesh and the through your prayers together, this freedom I earn. The favor of Christ be with your spirit. Walk in the truth and be found in it.